really pleasing, obviously, with our record against this mob. We've had it rammed down our throats all week, so we're well aware of it. I thought it was a performance that had everything. You're never going to limit the opposition to nothing when they're the home team. Our homework on them showed that they were a really, really good team playing really well. They've been better than most of the teams they've played against recently. So we knew we had to bring an A game. And moments where Paul Robinson blocks a couple of, you know, chances for them that we actually gave them through sloppy square passing, they're moments that change games, and they were phenomenal moments. And then you look at the goals, the first ones off the training ground. I actually worked on that yesterday, losing a man round the back, heading back across goal. The third goal, I mean, is fantastic as far as Jake Reeves' run, and the timing of the ball and the timing of the run was perfect. So we scored three good goals, and then second half, when we knew they would come right at us and we conceded a sloppy goal, an own goal after 3 minutes, I thought we put in a really, really professional performance after that.
Defensively, we seem to be back to where we were last season, I thought.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we did have a little bit of a hangover from the playoffs. I'm not going to deny that in the start, you know, and four defeats tells you that. But we've worked, you know, really hard with the boys on their mentality, with the new players on their togetherness. You know, everyone fights hard for the team. That's what we are. We're a hard-working team, and I thought we showed it today.
Three up at half-time. What do you say to a team at that point? Is it arguably harder to get a message over?
Just said to them, listen, this is going to be the hardest second half of your season so far. You know, you've got a team who are going to throw caution to the wind. They're going to bomb forward, they're going to run forward, they're going to pin you back, they've got to. They're at home in front of their own fans. You know, you look at when we played Scunthorpe at our place and we were 2-0 down, you know, the second half performance, Scunthorpe never got out of their half. And because at 2-0 you can do that, you know, you can throw caution to the wind, and we knew they would. And when they score after 3 minutes, it gets everybody up. So I thought even more so for the remaining 42 minutes, I thought what we did was phenomenal.
As you said earlier, monkeys off the back now as far as playing Oxford and actually getting a result. Did it play on anyone's mind? Did it play on your mind when you go into games like this?
No, not at all. You go there, every game's a fresh game to do what you need to do, you know. So we've got confidence in the squad. They're playing really, really well. We've got goal threats. We look like we can score. We work incredibly hard without the ball. I mean, you see, we've got centre forwards back in right back spots doing jobs, so everybody knows their roles. And you know, obviously the game can change on different moments. We took our chances. Robbo and Baz Fuller clearing off the line limited their chances and their moments that matter.
As we've mentioned, three wins in a week. You're into the top half of the table. You're probably only a couple of points off the playoffs. Is it about now managing expectations and keeping feet on the ground?
It's always going to be about, I won't look at the league, I'll let the fans enjoy that. It's about getting to 50 points and then taking stock once we get there. And that's where we've got to be our first aim. You know, this is a really tough league. We've got to respect it. You can go on a losing run as quickly as you can go on a winning run. But if we can keep the habits that we're showing at the moment there in the squad, then we've got a greater chance of winning more games.
And Swindon at home next week.
Different proposition, you know, different shape, different, you know, very open, free-flowing team. We'll do our prep work, you know, we'll get the boys in on Tuesday, we'll go to work again, and by Friday they'll be well aware of how we're going to tackle that game.
And they're not doing so well at the moment. They may arrive with a bit of a point to prove, maybe.
They're all tough, you know, they've got good players. Swindon are a big club. They're very, it's like I say, free-flowing in the way they play, and if you get it wrong without the ball, they'll punish you. So, and today we got it right a lot of the time, and we've got to do that again on Saturday.